Party leaders are taking no chances this time after Democratic and Republican leaders fell short of the votes needed to pass the legislation earlier in the week. That triggered the largest ever single closing point loss on Wall Street, which helped spur Senate leaders to action. In a 74-25 vote on Wednesday, the Senate approved a revised version of the measure, adding provisions it's hoped will persuade opponents in the House to switch their votes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that tax and other provisions the Senate added to the bill do not change its main purpose.
We must act. That we must have this, we must intervene. Congress must act. We must intervene. We have to send a message of confidence to the markets as we protect the taxpayer.
At the White House, President Bush met with small business owners from the Northeast United States and stressed the importance of a positive vote in the House.
And the bill that's before the House of Representatives tomorrow is a bill that has got the best chance of providing liquidity, providing credit, providing money so small businesses and medium-sized businesses can function.
In its current form, greatly expanded from an original Bush administration proposal, the legislation would authorize as much as $700 billion for the government to purchase devalued mortgage-backed and other securities from stressed financial firms. Other points include a strong oversight board, steps to avert further home foreclosures, and limiting large payouts to executives who leave firms involved in the plan. Among new additions, the government would increase to $250,000 the amount of insurance the government provides for Americans' bank accounts. On Thursday, Democratic and Republican leaders said it was up to the other side to persuade their respective members to vote for the legislation. President Bush and administration officials joined in the effort, telephoning lawmakers through the day. A group of House Republicans held a news conference outside the Capitol to complain about add-ons to the legislation. Among them were 20 lawmakers who voted against the financial measure last Monday. In a proposed amendment, they would eliminate unrelated spending the Senate added to the legislation and limit to $250 billion the amount Congress would authorize initially to purchase securities. Here are Ohio Republican Steve LaTourette and Alabama's Spencer Backus.
One, we believe it'll fly out of the House and pass. And two, when that occurs, this group that we've collected are sufficient to provide the 12 votes necessary that were short on Monday.
In November, we come back. Between now and November, we should be in session. We should be considering alternatives. We should be having hearings. We should do what we should have done, but what we maybe couldn't have done.
As Representative Backus suggested, their amendment would have Congress follow through with scheduled hearings on the financial market crisis in coming weeks, and lawmakers would reconvene in November to consider next steps. The House is scheduled to convene Friday morning, but the timing for consideration remains uncertain. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer told reporters Thursday that Democrats would have to be very confident they have sufficient votes before bringing the measure to the floor. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.